Senator Paul Schimpf on the other end of the line. Paul, how are you this morning, pal?
I'm doing well, Tom, and we haven't talked since Easter, so a belated happy Easter to you.
Yeah, right. And tomorrow, I wonder if we'll go on the great Easter egg hunt for a budget. Will we start to see something happen tomorrow afternoon? The governor seemed to be relaying that he's heard that there's been some movement, some work among the legislators being accomplished.
Well, it's absolutely our time is up. We've got 6 weeks until the end of session. I think if we're ever going to get something done, it's got to be right now. And you know me, I'm a glass half full kind of guy. I'm hoping that the Easter themes of forgiveness and new life are going to be what gets people to kind of contemplate and come back and get something done.
When you've been around the state in Southern Illinois, you have seen the temperatures rise on this occasion. And when you talked about 6 weeks before, I don't know if people can psychologically take another 6 weeks. And the reason why I say that is the latest round, of course, of information about SIU and their credit rating being dropped. Six public universities from S&P, I believe, that you see a lot of it. Well, the Women's Center, which you got a taste of on April 1st at your town hall meeting. We've come to a new level of desperation.
Well, and I think the important thing is we don't really have three weeks or 6 weeks. We needed the money. SIU needed the money 3 months ago, and that's something I talked with President Dunn a lot. I've heard him on your radio program. They're in the process of implementing a total of $51 million in cuts. You know, once these programs go away, they don't come back very easily. So we need to get some money out the door right now. And I certainly believe that the ideal solution is that you do have a comprehensive permanent fix. But we can't let the perfect become the enemy of the good. You know, we do need to get some money out the door, and that's something that I'm going to be relaying to my leadership as soon as I get back. And I've already told them that.
And it seems like a sentiment expressed by the House in the final hours before they left for that break as well, with this lifeline to social services and higher education.
Well, I wasn't a fan of that move by Speaker Madigan in terms of that to me looked a little bit like a gimmick. He scheduled the vote after the Senate had already recessed for Easter. If it was a lifeline, wouldn't you think you'd get that vote in time so that the Senate would have a chance to do something? And then there was also money going out the door to entities that no longer existed. So my view is that Speaker Madigan was playing some partisan games, and that was more of a gimmick than a real solution. But I absolutely, I think we do have to try to get some money out the door. And look, one of the things that we, ask of our leaders, Tom, is that, they be consistent. And last year at about this time, I was on your program talking with you about how much I supported the stopgap that was done then. So I'm going to be asking our leaders to, if they can't come up with a perfect comprehensive plan, at least let's get some money out the door.
But here, we've come to the point, and I've said this years ago. Look, with Governor Rauner and his administration, you'll have to get something done in the first 2 years, because the last 2 years will be about the election for the next 4 years. And that, as it's come into play now. We're talking about the elections. We're talking about how much money has been raised. We're hearing commercials already. And now it's not so much about budget as it will be who's going to be in charge in 2 years, and can the state of Illinois take the punishment it makes for one group to try to do away with another.
I know, and it's the idea that we're past the point where we can play politics with people's lives. I mean, maybe years ago, when the state was operating in the black, we had the luxury of that, but we don't have the luxury of that now. I mean, right now. I'm hearing from constituents on a fairly frequent basis now that medical service providers are not taking patients that have the state of Illinois as their health insurance provider.
That to
me is the lowest of the low. SIU, the fact that they're having to scale back, all the small businesses that the state of Illinois owes millions of dollars to, and those businesses can't make payroll. It's time to put the politics aside and just, you know, find common ground and get something done. The one thing I will say about Governor Rauner, and you know, I've heard, you know, you've been on fire, my friend, with all your interviews that you've had. You know, I heard Mr. Pritzker on, but the thing with Governor Rauner is he's the one person that is trying to talk about the disease that is killing Illinois. Nobody else seems to be talking about that. You know, they say, oh well, we've got to raise taxes. Like, you know, like taxes are what's killing Illinois. It's the thing that's killing Illinois is nobody wants to come here and create jobs anymore. And the one person that seems to be talking about how we can fix that, how we can make Illinois more competitive and make Illinois more attractive to the job creators is the governor. And that's why, you know, that's why he's been saying we've got to have some pro-business reforms.
You know, when you talked a moment ago about people being told no, health care. State employees, I was told yesterday by a healthcare professional that St. Louis Hospital there that specializes in cancer treatment said no to all Illinois employees. Illinois State of Illinois employees that no longer will we offer treatment. We do not accept your insurance. You need to pay cash.
That's what I'm hearing as well, and that's why, you know, it's past time. You know, we need to put the partisan politics aside. We need to find common ground. I do think that, you know, that there are some leaders that have been trying to do that. Leader Redonio, President Cullerton have tried to do that, and I think the governor is trying to do that as well. The governor, you know, people don't realize what a huge compromise, you know, he's been willing to make. What a huge concession it is to say, you know what, I'm gonna, you know, I'll support a tax increase if that's what it takes. That's a huge concession, and the governor, you know, I think the governor, you know, wants to get a deal done.
One item that said, look, if we did a budget today, this afternoon, it was done. All right, slap, done, walk away from the table. It would still be 2 months, 60 days before the money would start coming out of the state of Illinois.
That's one of the reasons why, you know, when we talk about, oh, we're gonna pass something, and then maybe, you know, if the governor vetoes it and then override the veto, we need to get everybody to come together and get a deal done as quickly as possible, because stuff's not instantaneous. We have to do whatever we can to get the money going out the door as quickly as possible.
Hey, I know you've got something to do. I had to squeeze myself in on your schedule today, and I'm glad you were able to give us a couple of minutes. You know, maybe you and I will talk later this week if there's something to report, huh?
I'd look forward to that. It's always good talking with you, Tom, and you know, let's all keep our fingers crossed that you know, that we can get something done in Springfield this next couple weeks.
You know, a number of people said this money that's stacking up for this upcoming election, it feels weird when you're in a broken state and then you're twice as high as the next closest state when it comes to campaign funds that are in coffers, fighting over the corpse. It's almost to the point now where, you know, you're spending millions and millions and millions of dollars. I mean, I think it's confusing to people.
Well, and it's just, you know, the thing that is frustrating is, there is, I believe, a deal to be had. I do believe that. I think the grand bargain negotiations got us very close. I think we got about 75% of the way there. My frustration is that, you know, the governor is willing to compromise. I haven't seen any reciprocity out of Speaker Madigan. I feel like if we had that, we'd be able to get this thing solved.